Oh, baby. You sure know how to fuck a girl.
I know, right? I fold.
Same. Ugh. How am I supposed to do anything with a 3 and a 7?
You know, you look awfully smug for someone who just won a handful of pennies.
New job must not be paying too well, huh?
Yeah, I am jealous, you jerk.
They're so shiny.
This was so much fun.
Except for the losing part.
I meant the whole night, you dork. I'll admit, I was hesitant at first when you said we should all hang out together. I worried that it was insincere, I guess. But I'm so glad we did this. I haven't done a game night in forever, but I had a blast.
Had? Don't tell me it's over already. It's not even 11. The night's still young. Just one more game? Please?
No more poker. My ego can't take it.
Not poker. I have something better in mind. Ta-da!
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, you're evil! You...
I knew you couldn't resist.
Oh, Jenga, it's kind of our thing. We used to play it all the time when we were kids.
Yeah. Grandma's place was the shit.
I miss those summers.
And I miss kicking your ass at Jenga.
Excuse me? No. You mean you miss cheating at Jenga.
I didn't cheat. I can't help that you're easily startled. You remember the time I convinced you Grandma's was haunted?
Oh my god. Yeah, she created this whole backstory and everything.
You totally fell for it too.
No, I didn't. I had my doubts. I mean, I was 12.
Sure.
And besides, that's what I mean by cheating.
Once a sore loser.
Melissa, you waited until my turn to tell me the ghost was right behind me.
Oh my god, you freaked out so bad.
I thought I was having a paranormal experience. Give me a break. It's a lot for a seventh grader.
It's okay. No shame in being outsmarted by your better.
And I'm ignoring that. You're lucky you brought wine. Speaking of which, I suddenly need another drink. You two want anything?
Oh, I'll take a glass.
Okay, cool. Be right back.
Why don't you help me set up? You can unclench your asshole now. I'm not gonna try to fuck you, Romeo. Don't bother denying it. I know, that's what you're thinking. Ugh, honestly, how egotistical can you get? I'm not here for you. It's not about you. No. It's about the game.
Here you go.
Aw, thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Thank you for setting up.
My pleasure.
Okay, who's first?
How about the newbie? Doesn't matter. If you haven't played with us before, you're fresh meat.
Settle down, killer. We're not that good. Speak for yourself, ghost whisperer.
No cheating. Ignore her.
At your own peril. What if there really is a ghost this time?
Then he can have a turn too. Got this.
I don't need to cheat to win.
Really?
Of course, sister dear.
Then why'd you cheat every time we played?
Because it was easier that way.
You? Lazy ass. Bitch. Go.
You? Gullible ass. Slut.
What do you think? Cheating? Yes or no? See? He agrees with me.
He's biased.
No cheating. Majority rules.
Fine.
For some reason, I don't trust you.
No, really. I told you. New leaf.
You've said a lot of things before. Doesn't make them true.
Then I'll just have to prove it. Show you that it's different this time. I'm different.
I appreciate that, Melissa.
You're welcome, Jessica. And thank you for always setting such a good example for me. Jess, it's your turn. Come on, go. What are you waiting for?
Punchline? I mean, not to sound skeptical here, but you aren't exactly the complimentary type. But you're welcome, I guess. Right, my turn.
I mean it. I know you don't believe me, but I've always looked up to you. In a way.
How so?
Oh, well, you know how I'd say how much I hated your nagging, how uptight you can be, telling me what to do, how to live my life. But you always practiced what you preached, you know? I mean, if you can turn your life around, why can't I? Isn't she just inspirational?
Can we please not talk about this right now?
Why not?
It's private. I'm not ready to go into it right now.
Oh, so we can go into my sordid past, but not yours?
I don't want to go into anyone's past. I just want to play the stupid game. Please?
Fine, whatever. Just go. It's your turn. Oh? Ooh, be careful.
Stop talking.
Oh, shit. I told you to be careful. She pushed when she should have wiggled. Rookie mistake.
No, it's because you... Never mind. Let's just pack this up and call it a night.
Because I what?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Okay, if you say so. So, how is it, being back after all this time? Blast from the past, huh? Yeah, I probably should move out of town so I can come back and, you know, actually want to live here.
Good idea.
Here you go.
Thank you. And thank you for a really fun night, too. I'm sorry if I talked about something I shouldn't have.
It's fine. You don't have to apologize.
No, I should. I assumed you two had talked about everything, and I overstepped my boundaries.
Yeah, you did. So just don't do it again.
Deal. Now come here. It was good to see you again.
It was.
Text you later?
Sure. And, I'm sorry, too. Love you, Liz.
Love you, too. Night.
Jenga.